you do more by 9 a.m. than most people do all day.
And today, so do we.
So you want to become a Navy SEAL?
I take a test to get into a special secret unit of the armed forces.
Let's go. Roll around. Let's go. Come on. Roll.
You're doing great, Tyler.
Then I attempt to rescue a captured soldier and learn how to sneak up on the bad guys. Hey, we found him.
Ready, set, go.
Vanessa joins in on a death-defying game of leapfrog as she helps to prepare this elite military unit for a dangerous jump.
Stand by.
And Charlie shows how to use light without ruining your vision in the night.
This is the best kind of flashlight to use.
Here's popular mechanics for kids. Navy SEALs.
And today's episode of PMK is all about the Navy SEALs, an elite military unit that is, among other things, a master of camouflage. These brave soldiers are among the military's most highly trained, learning to attack from sea, air, and land. That's why they're called SEALs. Out of 10 people who start training as a SEAL, only 2 actually graduate. But those who do become the finest soldiers in the world, the absolute best of the best. On the other hand, those who don't are left hung out to dry.
Let me down from here, come on. Hey, come on, calm down.
Bye.
This is funny. Come on, anybody, help. Oh, I need any more training.
To be a Navy SEAL, you have to go through the toughest military training in the world.
Get flat in the mud and start crawling!
During a 6-month period, recruits are pushed to their physical and mental limits here at the SEALs Training Center, just outside of San Diego, California. The right to be called a SEAL is not something you get easily. It's something you earn. I know what being pushed to my physical and mental limits is all about. I work with Alicia and Vanessa.
Hi, Tyler. How are you?
Good, and you?
Bad.
Good.
So you want to become a Navy SEAL?
Well, I think so.
You think so? It takes a lot of courage and determination to be a SEAL. Individuals that come here, not all graduate. You still want to do this?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, let's go.
Before I can start training, I have to pass a medical exam.
Okay, Tyler, you're all set.
Come on, Tyler, you can do this. Let's go, go, come on.
After the health exam, you have to pass a very demanding physical test that starts with swimming.
Keep it moving. Give me one more. Keep going.
Then, you have to do a minimum of 42 push-ups in 2 minutes.
One more, Tyler.
50 sit-ups in 2 minutes.
45. 5 more, Tyler. Up.
And 8 pull-ups with no time limit.
Come on, give me one. What's wrong with you? Get up there. Go.
Last but not least, you have to run a mile and a half under 12 minutes and 30 seconds. That's almost as fast as the world's best marathon runners. But Navy SEALs recruits are doing it in difficult terrain and with heavy boots.
11 minutes. 11:01. 2, 3, 4. You can do it. Come on. 11:05. 11:06. Good. Good, Tyler. Well, you passed that run. How do you feel?
So I'm a Navy SEAL?
No, this is just the beginning, young man. You got a long ways to go.
All I did was pass the entrance exam.
Now we're going to start the obstacle course. This is the beginning of the obstacle course, and the first exercise is a parallel bar. Come on, Tyler, you can do it. Off the bar. There you go. Fire.
Anyone who wants to be a SEAL has to go through half a year of training.
Come on up there, big dog. Grab the line. 3 points of contact.
Only then do they decide if you're tough enough
on the ground
for the SEALs.
Slow,
Navy SEALs have to be in top physical condition because their job usually requires them to sneak up on their target. They can't depend on noisy vehicles to get close. They do a lot of running and climbing, and especially swimming.
Come on, Tyler, stay with me. Let's go. Hey, what are you doing there? You and I normally do with students like you. We're gonna make a sugar cookie. Yeah, let me show you.
Wasn't bad.
Sugar cookie time.
Sugar.
Hit the surf. Get back here. Hit the surf.
What?
Go. Okay, what are you walking for? Get out there. All the way. Now get back in here. Come on in. I know that water's toasty warm. Now get down here. You want a sugar cookie? Get down there. Roll around. Let's go. Come on. Roll.
The training also prepares them psychologically. Imagine being cold and wet all the time.
You wanted a sugar cookie? You've got it there. Okay, now get up. This is just one day, Tyler. One day out of 6 months.
Boy, this is hard work. I'm exhausted.
Still on the clock, Tyler. It's gonna take a lot more time.
I think I'm gonna take it.
We're getting up your pace.
Nap.
You need a what?
Nap.
A nap? We haven't even started. We still have the tower, the flight.
I guess I won't be that one person out of four who makes it through the training.
Later, Mom.
Tyler.
Got the inflatable speedboat. A waterproof two-way radio, camouflage paint, and emergency escape supplies. I'm on a covert recovery mission, coming up.
There are almost 1.5 million men and women in the U.S. Armed Forces, including Army, Air Force, Navy, and Marines. 25% of them are in the Navy. Only 0.5% of those are Navy SEALs. That means only one Navy SEAL for 500 of every other kind. Wow, only a few get into this special group. When it rains like this, most of us stay indoors, but not SEALs, because it's time for drown-proofing. Everybody, in the pool! Drown-proofing means learning techniques to survive underwater with your hands and feet tied up. It's not easy. In fact, most people would die if they tried it. The instructors have to watch carefully in case someone needs help. And just because you're drowning doesn't mean you're allowed to lose any of your gear. Only someone with the conditioning and training of a SEAL can do this. This is no ordinary fighting force. These are the Navy SEALs, one of the most elite combat units in the world. By land, by sea, or by air, the Navy SEALs can reach the enemy within hours. But becoming a Navy SEAL is hard. Only the best of the best make it to the end of the training course.
The SEALs perform secret operations, like parachuting behind enemy lines. The key to their success? Doing it without being noticed. I'm with the Leapfrogs. That's the nickname for the Navy SEALs parachute team. When they're not on a secret mission, they perform at air shows so people can see their high-level skills in action. Hi.
Hey, Vanessa.
Today, I get to help them prepare for a jump.
Today we're going to be doing some precision jumping, which means that we're going to be very close to each other, both in free fall and under canopy. Because of that, every member of the team packs their own parachute to ensure that he knows exactly how it'll open when you deploy your main canopy.
Lieutenant McDonald will actually be jumping with the chute I'm folding right now, so I have to get it right.
Just lay it right down here. In there.
Gotta get all the air out.
There you go. We need to get this small enough to fit in there.
Oh, gee.
Now you want to kneel on that, you want to keep control of it.
If I pack it incorrectly or tangle up a line, the pack may not open. That could be fatal.
And that's why every SEAL jumps with a larger main canopy and a smaller reserve to ensure that if something does go wrong with our first chute, that we have a backup right here.
The Leapfrogs practice on the ground first. They call it a dirt dive. The jump master tells everyone their job. Then they go to the back of the plane and practice how to leave.
Hey, Vanessa, why don't you join us on this one?
Sure.
Right in here.
Okay. Ready, set, go.
Right in back. Where's that? Right here.
6,000 feet.
the jump. As the SEALs get suited up, I get belted in. I wouldn't want to fall out of the plane at this altitude.
I can't do a real jump. I'd have to go through some pretty intense Navy SEAL training first. The ramp goes down at 2,500 feet. Throwing streamers allows the jump master to check the wind speed and direction. He then calculates when to jump so the team reaches their target.
Now that's because the wind pushes the parachutists while they're in free fall and also under canopy.
We're only moments away from reaching our jumping altitude.
2 minutes. One minute. 30 seconds. Stand by. At 13,000 feet, the jump master gives the signal.
Ready, set, go!
That was so cool!
6 leapfrogs back off the plane. They use their bodies to ride the wind, like they're flying. Even though they're falling at speeds of 120 miles or almost 200 kilometers per hour. The others dive off head first. Going head first makes them fall faster because there's less wind resistance. That way, they can catch up to the first group, no problem.
When they jump, they're about 2 miles or nearly 4 kilometers high. The smoke makes it easier for the spectators to see them. With a little TV magic, I thought I'd meet them down here. Actually, they're jumping again for a second time, so I can see them from the ground.
Great job, Vanessa. This is the one you packed.
Good jump.
Thanks a lot. Hey, why don't you help me gather this up and get out of here?
Sure.
When the Navy wants to put SEALs on a beach, this special aircraft can be a great way to do it. The V-22 Osprey is part helicopter, part airplane. The wings on this plane can tilt, so it can fly at high speeds like an airplane, but hover in mid-air like a helicopter. The Osprey can get the SEALs to the target and then get out in a hurry.
Fallen into the wrong hands, and it's my job to get it back without being seen. They also tell me, with this map, I'll find exactly what I'm looking for. I guess I'll just have to rely on my cat, my night vision. Oh, ow! It seems that by turning on that light, you've ruined my night vision. So, it's gonna take at least 15 minutes or so for my eyes to adapt to the dark again. It's like when you go from a bright lobby into a dark movie theater. At first, you can't see anything. Then your eyes adjust to the dark and you can see things. There. But how am I going to read my map without ruining my night vision? I mean, I can't use a regular flashlight. It's too bright. That's why I made this. A light emitting diode flashlight. It emits a dim red light. Light emitting diodes are known as LEDs. You've probably seen them on car dashboards or appliances. Navy SEALs and search and rescue teams use dim red light in their nighttime missions. I bought everything I need from my dim red flashlight at an electronics store. What makes an LED flashlight so useful
is that it is lightweight and doesn't need a lot of battery power.
Woohoo! You can put a piece of red gel over any regular flashlight to preserve your night vision. But they take big batteries, which makes them heavy. Now, smaller flashlights use smaller batteries, but they don't last as long. Why doesn't dim red light affect our night vision? Because of sensors in the back of our eyes called rods. Rods are extremely sensitive to even the smallest amount of light, which is how they help us see in the dark. When it's too bright, the rods lose their sensitivity and it takes time for our night vision to come back. But rods are less sensitive to red than any other colors. When you need the extra light, but still want to hang on to your night vision, this is the best kind of flashlight to use. I see my destination. This is where the top secret information is. Charlie's bloopers. What? Hey, this is classified stuff, okay? In the wrong hands, this can be very embarrassing.
SEALs are trained for all kinds of different missions. One of their specialties is rescuing soldiers that have fallen behind enemy lines, like airplane pilots. It's called personal recovery mission, and that's what I'm about to do.
Doing great, Tyler.
Thanks.
Today we have a simulated down pilot, and we're taking the SEALs in to go pick him up.
All right. The key to success in this mission depends on whether or not we'll be able to move and act quickly. SEALs always try and use the element of surprise in their missions. They'll sneak up on their targets in different kinds of boats, ships, and aircraft.
This boat is called an RIB, or Rigid Inflatable Boat. RIBs are quiet and they're fast.
Tyler, we're almost there. It's time for you to go get jocked up.
Okay.
Okay, Tyler, now we're going to get ready. We have communication with a pilot from the big radio on this boat to land. When we get on land, we're going to use a small radio. This is a waterproof radio. Right. Our weapons are waterproof. Everything we're wearing is waterproof. We'll get our face paint on, and then we're going to go rescue the pilot. You ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, Tyler, the trick to camouflage is to use all these light colors in your eyes in the deep spots, and then use the dark colors on your nose. What it'll do is it'll make your face look flat, and you won't have any shadows. Keep camming up, and we're going to just make ourselves kind of blend into the environment. And what we're going to do is we're going to have these boats going pretty fast by the beach we're going into, and as we're going by, we're going to jump off the boat. And that way we can blend in with everything, and then we're going to swim into the beach and rescue this pilot.
All right.
All right, let's do this thing.
Navy SEALs have to be in good shape because their operations almost always involve lots of swimming. Lots of swimming. They usually move in slowly, very slowly. This way, it's harder for their enemies to notice them. This is Team Fox. We're approaching Marathon Man. We're moving in and should establish contact in a few minutes. Stand by, over. Navy SEALs often use hand signals to communicate to avoid being detected. Right now, Jason is telling us that he can see the pilot. Until we're sure that this is our pilot, we have to act as if he could be the enemy. Home base, we're coming back. Over. The objective of a personal recovery mission is to get out of enemy territory safely without being noticed. But SEALs also need to practice what to do in case they are discovered.
Contact!
When that happens, strategy changes and they must get out of there as quickly as possible. We're using smoke grenades to cover our retreat and to signal our position to the boat. There's the boat, just as planned. Mission accomplished.
Hey, get me down from here! Come on, Alicia, this isn't funny!
Well, that's all the time we have. Hope you had fun.
I'm getting dizzy up here.
I better go help Mr. Camouflage down.
Coming, Rambo!
Get me down from here! Come on, Alicia. This isn't funny anymore!
Who's in it?
I'm the man.